7. Coping with other people at work. People do not work or live in isolation. Even if you are in a dream job, it can be marred by the presence of someone who upsets, frustrates, or bullies you. This conflict can dominate your work life and spill over into your private time. The situation can be intensely stressful and can make the working days hell. What is your problem with the people at work? Who is the person that makes your work life difficult? Identify the particular issue you have. There are a number of possible scenarios that may apply to your situation. I hate my boss, manager. Everyone has ways in which they like to work, and there are different styles of management for different types of people. However, some managers use the same approach with everyone, so there will inevitably be conflict. I have been in situations like this before for the following reasons. I feel my work and decisions are undermined by my manager, who questions my abilities. I am micromanaged and have to account for all my time, making me feel like I am not trusted. I don't respect my manager or the way they work or treat people. What are your specific problems with your manager? Don't be put off, though. There are some fantastic managers out there who know how to look after and appreciate their people. They manage to the individual style and not with a broad brush approach. If you are a manager yourself, or if you want to be one, consider how you would like to be treated and appreciate individual differences in styles of work. How would you want to be treated by your manager? I am being bullied or harassed. Abusive, threatening, or humiliating treatment is unacceptable in the workplace, regardless of who the person is. There is a growing awareness of workplace bullying and harassment, but it doesn't help the person affected unless it is reported and dealt with. Often, being treated this way can rob you of the power to act and may make you feel like you are not worth much anyway. If you feel put down, it can be hard to maintain a positive attitude and self-image. But this is not true. It is important to remember that you are worth more than this, and that you will not continue to allow bad treatment. My colleague annoys, frustrates, upsets me. An annoying or frustrating colleague can make for difficult and stressful working conditions. Some of the things people do at work that may occur include being spiteful or vindictive, sending spam emails with offensive language or images, making offensive, cutting jokes, comments about you or others, inappropriate physical contact. Assess the situation by answering these questions. Are other people at work annoyed, frustrated, upset by this person? Is the problem with the person or with the way you perceive them? What can you do about these situations? You need to focus on the areas you can actually control, as this is where you can make changes. It is difficult to change someone else's behavior, but you can alter your own behavior by avoiding that person, refusing to engage with them, and not reacting to situations. You can also report them through the appropriate channels if the problem is serious. What can you control about the situation you are facing? What is within your power to change? In all of these situations, you have the following options. Talk to the person involved. Ask them about their behavior and involve a third party as a witness if you are uncomfortable with this. Put it in writing if you like, but make your feelings known. However, this is easier said than done, as many of us avoid conflict and painful situations. Don't respond in kind. You will keep a stronger position if you do not resort to the tactics that put you in the same category as the other person. It can actually be more powerful and disarming to be positive and kind to the other person and demonstrate that you are not bothered by them. By reacting, you give them power over you. If you are not sure how serious the situation is, or if you just want to know your options, you can talk to someone else in your HR department. Be careful to make the situation hypothetical so as not to jeopardize your position, especially if the person involved is senior. You can also try talking to friends, employee assistance programs, use anonymous phone helplines, or go online for support. It is important to discuss the situation with somebody, as you will feel more stressed if you don't have emotional support. If the situation is serious, report the person to your direct manager or HR manager. This will involve talking about the details, as making a complaint like this can be a serious move. So take any emails or notes on situations that have happened. You need to be calm and rational and not overly emotional in your approach. Find out whether anyone else has been treated in this same way. It is likely that this person has behaved in the same way before, which will help your case. Before you give any details, make sure the conversation will be kept confidential. You always have the option to leave this position or the job entirely. If things are very bad at work, it is better to walk away than to continue to be subjected to a situation that will wear you down with stress and anxiety. The majority of work situations are not like this, so move on, and you will find somewhere more to your liking. You may need time to evaluate your options and look for different work, but this may be the best option. What are the 3 steps you will take to address your situation at work?